Bratz Bounty, 12-pack, books 1 through 12, erotica bundle. Written by Millie King, narrated by Minka Tomlinson. Doctors Hugh Cow, Bratz Bounty 1. At 19 years old, I already kind of thought I knew my body. I was pretty mature for my age and comfortable in my skin. But when my breasts started leaking milk for no apparent reason, I guess I got a little scared. It's a perfectly normal thing to do, right? One day you're walking around and everything's fine, and the next, spurts of milk are dribbling from your nipples. You'd be scared too. My breasts have always been pretty big, and I consider them my greatest asset. But they've never behaved quite like this before, and it had me worried. So, as you can imagine, I was alarmed. My first thought was to talk to friends, but it wasn't something I wanted to admit to. Instead, I sought the counsel of Dr. Nichols, who'd been my doctor for a while. I always kind of had the hots for him, and I guess things boiled over a little that day. I liked a more mature guy, I guess, and Dr. Nichols fit the bill perfectly. "Dr. Nichols?" I began, finding him in his office reading a book. "I have something I need to talk to you about." He was real attentive and always listened. I think I liked that the most about him. He really cared, you know? He cared more than most doctors who seem to just want to get you out of their office. He took his reading glasses off and closed his book. "What is it, Emily?" "It's, I couldn't find the words suddenly.
"Hey, it's okay," he said, moving over to his couch and taking a seat. "Come here and tell me what's bothering you."
I walked over to him and sat close, looking him over solemnly and wondering if I should tell him. His brown eyes were kind and inviting, luring you in with their mystery. He smiled an encouraging smile, rubbing my thigh with his hand as he leaned into me, and I could smell the woody aftershave on him. Dr. Nichols was a good-looking guy, despite being well over 40. My friends had always called him the D.I.L.F., Doctor I'd Like to Fuck.
"This is tough to say," I began honestly.
"You can talk to me, Emily. You know that."
As I struggled to find the words, it occurred to me it might be better to show him. I took off my jumper to reveal my gray tank top that stretched over my tits, damp at each nipple. "Look," I said, presenting my breasts to him. Dr. Nichols didn't really know what to do, but he did as instructed, staring at my chest quite intently as he shifted a little uncomfortably on the couch.
"They're big," he said eventually.
"But look," I said, placing my finger on my nipple that was protruding through the thin material. "It's all wet with milk." His hand came to my breast to feel it.
"So it is," he said, before realizing exactly where he'd just touched. "Sorry."
"That's okay," I said nonchalant. It was kind of hot to have him touch me like that, but it did little to calm my fears. "What do you think it is?"
"Well,"
he began, rubbing his chin as he continued to marvel at my charms.
"It looks like spontaneous lactation. I've read about it before."
"Spontaneous lactation?" I asked, concerned.
"Oh, it's perfectly normal," he said, rubbing my arm. "Some guys love it."
As he said the words, I realized by "some guys" he meant himself. "Should I worry?"
"No, no," he said with a little laugh. "You just need to make sure to get the milk out regularly, and it'll be fine."
"What do you mean?"
"Well,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?